Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this is, what, the resurrection of a payroll tax?
That's right. At least one supervisor has the idea that you go after the money. You know, follow the money and try to get your hands on it. And basically, you remember about, you know, back when Mayor Ed Lee was mayor and the recession. Remember that thing called the recession was in swing and people were losing jobs? The idea was to attract as many jobs as you could to the Bay Area and San Francisco. And so they basically gave it what they called the Twitter tax break, which is basically said, you know, we're going to change it and make it more, we're not going to be taxing these things. Now, it's interesting because no other county taxes this. So you could cross the line and go somewhere else and do it. And that's what one of the fears is that San Francisco is going to reinstitute basically a tax that other counties don't have and that these companies will then just literally walk across the line to San Mateo.
I mean, there's so much BS, frankly,
on
all sides of this, because first of all, if you assume that people are going to pick up and leave San Francisco for, I don't know, Hollister, that's not going to happen if you're Slack and you need the hip people who work at a place like Slack. It's also the argument that you can, you know, just keep reaping money out of these things, these company spinoffs, you know, housing prices, there's a healthy argument over whether these IPOs shove those up or whether they were going to go up anyway because we have too many people and too few houses.
Well, that's the undercurrent on this, whether it's Google buses or the IPO tax, is the idea that these people have the money, they are driving up the prices, so we should take the money from them to try to reduce the cost of living here. I'm not sure that second part is ever cleared out because I've never seen anything that winds up reducing the cost of living
there
here.
There you go. I mean, all of these things have been talked about, all of these initiatives, but the fact is it remains monstrously expensive. It's not getting less so. And what do we plan to put a wall up around the Bay Area and say nobody else gets in?
Well, that would be politically incorrect, but people are already saying that in some ways, saying, I'm not going to have housing in my area because I don't want them coming in. So it's not a wall. You don't build housing. It is, though, it is interesting that when we think about tech and we think about San Francisco and San Jose, but you know, one of the biggest biotech centers in the world is a place called South San Francisco. And they're not going to need to pick up and move to Hollister. They can just move a few feet and they'll be out of San Francisco and out of the crosshairs. And that's the question. Not whether they go to Hollister, but whether they go to Berkeley, Emeryville, or South San Francisco, or San Jose, which the last time I look is where the Google buses are taking you after you buy your big million-dollar house, your mega-million-dollar house in San Francisco.
Real quickly, Phil, just so we get the numbers right on this, Mars' proposal would basically restore the payroll tax to 1.5% when you include people who get stock-based compensation, which is where it was before the city voters reduced it while imposing a gross receipts tax.
And to complete the circle, this would have to go back in front of city voters.
So we just
literally, we do go around and around and around and around, okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.